Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rolling Stone Sunday, U.S. Bank Stadium. We gave out a number of tickets. Hopefully you had the Stones to win the Stones ticket, so why not? Greatest concerts of your life. Greatest concerts of your life. Adam Carter, would you like to go first? Would you like to offer up? Would you like me to go offer up?
We might share the same one since we were there together. And even being in your presence didn't bring down the experience.
It's very mean. I'm right.
Seeing you two.
I'm right here.
The pouring rain at TCF Bank Stadium. That was tops for me. Now, I've been at some historically significant concert. Like, I was at the very last Grateful Dead show at Soldier Field.
Well, la-di-da. I mean,
but it was
Dave, have you ever heard somebody say, I was at a historically significant
Well, I didn't
concert.
Want it to be. I didn't know ahead of time.
I knew at the time.
I didn't get it, but
history was being made.
It was not a good show. But
it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
Depends upon the... you might have been enjoying yourself, too.
No, I was clean that night.
Oh, yeah, sure. And it's cloudy out.
Clean.
Clean, tight.
Clean, tight. What else?
Benny Goodman.
Oh, boy, I tell you, when he brought up. Sturgill at First Avenue. That was a great show.
That was really, really good.
Yep.
I was becoming more familiar with Sturgill. We were lucky. Our friend Cowley got us the rare profile seats at First Ave, which is always amazing. And then we had the fun of I inadvertently dropped my phone.
That's right. The guy's going through your phone.
And a guy down below is holding up the phone, and my two friends Kyle and John are convinced that
he's looking through my phone,
and they're screaming at the guy, and I'm laughing, you're laughing. But Sturgill was amazing.
Yep.
Sturgill was.
Somebody texted, my first rock concert, I think, was Page and Plant, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant at Target Center.
Really?
That was 94. That was a good show.
Historically significant. Yeah. If that's your first show.
Yep.
Sets the bar pretty high with that overrated group. That's a pretty good list. I'm with you. We were together at those two shows. The U2 show was like it was a setup. First of all, bravo to the folks who didn't pay tickets, sat outside TCF Bank at the time and enjoyed the entire show. There were thousands and thousands just doing that. And we're going to get the hoses out and get them out of there. I mean, what could you do? But it was this beautiful day. The show had been postponed at least a year, if not 2 years. And they're amazing. And, I mean, that stage setup looked like it was from one of the greatest movie sets of all time. They're in prime form, starts raining, and they absolutely just nailed it. And the sound for an outdoor show was phenomenal. Outdoor shows, Dave, can be really hit and miss.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That one, Adam. I mean, that one was just so good. So good. I'll give a couple others for me. Prince, when he did the 777 thing, July of 2007, and at Target, I did not go to the Dayton's thing. I had a chance to go to the First Avenue thing, and I'm a moron. I did not go. And we sat there, about eight of us, and I just sat there thinking, how could I have turned that down, opportunity down? Because that would have been great. But he kind of played the hits, and again, the sound at Target Center normally is muffled. I don't know if it was just Prince, but it sounded so great. The show was pushed off like 2 hours. Bunch of us getting ready to go were at the Loon, the legendary, iconic place, and my guy Tim Mahoney comes over and says, Prince is now doing an audio check and has eliminated everybody from the building. Remember, a number of people already were in, kicked them out. And so I think the show was supposed to start at like 8. It started at like 11. Because we were downtown that night at OD's, at Dermot's place, like 3, 4 in the morning. And I've never seen downtown like that at 3, 4 in the morning. Now, tonight at 3, 4 in the morning, there will be literally zero. There will be nobody there. First time I saw Robert Randolph in the Family Band, Brian Oak had told me a lot about Robert Randolph and the Family Band. And I'm normally fairly skeptical of Basilica Block Party, but Oak had told me you got to go. I was blown away by him. Absolutely blown away by him. Years and years ago, college, the original members, I believe it was original members, for sure Burton Cummings, of the Guess Who at the Caboose. And the Caboose is still a great place to see it. So that was phenomenal. I would try to see him a year later in Tempe. Burton Cummings was gone. A guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt with the collar up had replaced Burton Cummings. I mean, we almost threw up. Like, what the hell?
No sugar tonight in my coffee. I mean, it didn't even sound anything like
him.
No, like,
nothing like him. It was just so awful. And then another one just stands out for me. 1989, yes, I'm old, calling 90% of Twins games, but there were a few games in the row we didn't call. The Who were at the Sombrero in Tampa and going two really good buddies down there. My buddy Tommy, always late. So we get there. The show has already started. We do not have tickets. We're just kind of the conversation we had yesterday, Adam. We're going to try to just fly and get lucky. Ticket scalper is furious. He has not been getting very good money for the tickets. He says, what do you want for these? David, the other guy, goes, $5. He goes, $5, fine. They were on the grass at the Sombrero, 1989. That's pretty close peak Who time, right? I mean, they had a long run. Maybe it's a little bit later.
Yeah, I was going to say like mid-70s, right?
Mid-70s, but they were still...
Right.
Awfully good. I mean, heck, the Roger Daltrey show I've talked about before, yeah, when he had no voice and he said, I owe you one. Yeah. No. I mean,
Keith Moon died in 1978. So.
True. I mean, but they didn't exactly let up. Dave?
No.
Got one? Got a couple?
The two that stick out in my mind, and I'm not a huge live music person. It's
what?
Too loud.
Honestly, how about Lawrence Welk at home?
Yeah, exactly. No, it was 05 maybe. I was in college and went with a bunch of buddies to see, it was Weezer and Foo Fighters together at XL.
Oh.
And we got up right, we were front row for Weezer, they were the first band on, and I got the you-know-what beat out of me in the, you know, pushing and shoving mosh pit. Backed off a little bit for Foo Fighters. But that show actually turned me into a Foo Fighters fan. I was take 'em or leave 'em at that point, and they crushed it. And so months later, 3, 4, 5 months later, Foo Fighters were back at XL, but opening for Bob Dylan with an acoustic set. So it was Foo Fighters
really?
Playing acoustic for Bob Dylan.
I don't remember this.
I went to both of those shows, and it was both of them were phenomenal.
They are amazing, Carter. We've seen the Foo Fighters a couple times together. That's where I earned the scorn of Adam when, as the final song was playing, I'm like, I'm going to sneak out.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sneak
Everlong.
Out.
Everlong.
No, yeah. But here's what I did. I went to the top. We had nice seats down low. I went to the top, watched it, got in the crazy ramp, and I got out sooner. He was there for like 7 more hours, you know? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but he got to see Dave off the stage safely.
That's when Dave was injured, right, Carter? That's,
yeah, that was the broken leg tour.
Broken
when
leg.
He was in his throne. Actually, I saw them at Wrigley like a week later.
Okay.
In the throne again,
in
right?
In the throne, yep. So that was pretty good, but yeah. Too many F words from Dave. Come on. Clean it up, Dave.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Amanda plays every golf course in Minnesota for free. Text me. Rage Against the Machine tied to the RNC. I know you were covering the RNC in 08.
Yeah,
were you too busy working at that point?
Yeah, I don't remember that. Where were the acts playing at back then? I assume they weren't at a GOP fundraiser.
Pat Robertson had him tied to the 700 clubs.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls. Frank is first up. Go ahead, Frank. Greatest concert of your life is?
Fellas, yeah. Back in the late 70s, it was. First band was the Beach Boys, all original members, and then it was Chicago. They did about 2 hours each, and then they did an hour encore together.
Really?
That had to be the top concert that I rolled along with probably 100 other ones, but
Can I get you mad at me, Frank? I think they're both overrated.
Stop it.
Both overrated.
Come on, back in the 70s, they were at the top of their game. Back in the 70s.
I like Chicago better than the Beach Boys.
You think the Beach Boys are overrated?
Yeah,
I do.
Definitely,
oh my God.
Definitely, I went there to see Chicago, but the Beach Boys was part of the package.
Yep. Excuse me?
Brian Wilson? Are you serious? Overrated?
Listen.
Pet Sounds is one of the greatest albums of all time.
That's their only one. That's it. I'll make an exception to Pet Sounds.
It was a good concert.
Thank you, Frank.
It was a good
just
time.
The breezy, right, happy, loving.
Well, yeah,
tunes.
The later, you later Kokomo crap. I mean,
yeah, that's Kokomo. That. Seriously, Kokomo, you're dead to me. Pet Sounds, yes, is amazing. Nancy, greatest concert of your life, Nancy.
Hi.
Hello. What
best
is it?
Concert was the Beatles back in the 60s.
Ooh.
It was my first concert ever. I was only 12. My girlfriend's dad had gotten us tickets from the guy that owned Excelsior Amusement Center, who was the promoter. So we were four rows up from the dugout.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome.
Were you old enough to appreciate it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The sound was terrible. But it didn't matter. Couldn't have heard him anyway. There was so much screaming.
I was
going
to say, the
going
screaming
on.
Had to be off the charts. It's similar to when Adam walks in the studio.
My dad gave us a ride out to Met Stadium and sat out in the car and waited for us. And brought his little transistor radio along to listen to the Twins game while we were in at the concert.
That's awesome.
And he said,
so good.
Once the Beatles came out, the screaming got so loud he couldn't even hear his transistor radio.
Thank you, Nancy.
August 21st, 1965.
I still somewhere in my house because WDGY sponsored that show. WDGY would eventually turn to The Fan. And when I was there, there was one of the old programs. Kathleen and I turned it into a... We took the rest of the program out. We put it up, and God, I gotta find it somewhere around the house.
Nice.
It's from then. It's good.
There's a picture somewhere of George Harrison with a Twins cap on.
Oh, I've seen it. I have seen
that
it.
Must
also.
Have been from that show.
No, he was a big guy. He loved the Twins Winter Caravan.
Never missed it when it hit East Fargo.
He would love Wilmer. Our guy Don Stoner. 4th of July, 2005. I'm in Philly. For an SID convention, went to Elton John Philadelphia Freedom HIV AIDS fundraising concert. Elton brings it every time. I may have seen Elton more than anybody. 6-7 times. Another one for me, Springsteen, the Rising concert was amazing. Many texts here. Stevie Ray Vaughan, first time seeing him. Opening for the Moody Blues, 1983. Springsteen, 1978. Oh, my God. Apologizing. I'm sorry, Chad, but the greatest concert of my life was REO Speedwagon at the State Fairgrounds, sometimes in the 80s. Hope you roll your ankle later today. ZZ Top. Johnny Holm at the Caboose. Billy Joel. Summer 2019, Target Field. That's when we got Gensel, the tickets from Shannon, right? Let's see who we got. Mar from Hibbing, I've seen Bruce 26 times. Wow. Most for you. Now, Dave, you don't like shows, so you're Foo Fighters.
That's about it.
Carter, who is it Fish?
4 times for Fish, 3 times for the Foo Fighters.
Steve Miller Band and Pablo Cruz outside at the old Met Stadium. That's very good. All right, one last call here. Mike is calling in. Go ahead, Mike. Greatest concert of your life is?
It's a toss-up, but I think I got to go with Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis at the Met Sports Center with Frank Jr. conducting the orchestra as 11th row center. It was pretty darn good.
Are they close to their prime at this point?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Neither is the audience.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Here's my quick, and I've told this before, I'll tell you real fast. I meet my father for the 1989 Super Bowl in Miami. It's the Tim Crumry Super Bowl, the Joe Montana lead him down the field. He gets tickets to Frank Sinatra, I think Sammy Davis, Liza Minnelli, right? Tells us they're going to be the greatest seats ever. We're waiting in line. I tell him while we're waiting in line, hey, there's Wayne Fonts, the Lions head coach. Walks up to this guy, Wayne, Sid Hartman. I'm great friends with Jerry Burns. Good to see him. I tap him on the shoulder. No, that's Wayne Fonts. He goes and talking to the wrong guy. This guy's looking at me like, what? So good. Then we get the seats. I get him. He goes, how are they? And I look at him like, yeah, they're amazing. Not making it up. Last row, upper deck, opposite side from the stage.
Ugh.
And he kept telling me over and over again for weeks, we're going to get the greatest. We might be in the front row. And we were literally in the last row. The last row. So I only use that story on him about 500 times. Mr. NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.